right. We are back on Focus Podcast. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm D.
And this is episode 246.
And this is the Larvitar episode of the Rockskin Pokemon.
Larvitar, oh shit.
We there now, bro.
Damn, I thought we had like Ho-Oh or Lugia coming up.
Nah, man.
All right. In. That's cool. All
right.
Damn.
So don't forget, we're live on twitch.tv/collision28. Also, you can check us out on youtube.com a couple days after it's been recorded.
That's right.
youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
And then we usually start the show with some Unfocused Weeks. You know what?
You have some trivia for us, though, right?
Actually, I lost a card. It was right here, and I don't know where it is.
Probably fell right over there.
Yeah, I'll look for it right now.
All right. Well, I'll start with my Unfocused Week then as you look. My Unfocused Week, I saw this really weird-ass horror movie called Wounds on Hulu. It had...
Wounds on Hulu. That's a cool movie.
Right. Title. It had Zazie Beetz and... who's the fucker where I never knew what he looked like until this movie? Armie Hammer.
I don't know that.
Everyone always talks about it. I never knew what the fuck he looked like until I see this movie. I'm like, oh, that's that fucker. I keep hearing his name thrown around.
Isn't that weird? Like, you always hear this name thrown around. And you're like, who the fuck is this person I keep hearing? And then you find his name, like, oh, that's his name?
It happens all the time, bro. Yeah. All the fucking time. So weird.
That happens more to me because, like, I'm just bad with, like, names.
But, yeah, that was a really weird-ass cool horror movie. It's on Hulu. You know, they're good about the commercials on the movies, so. They only show you one commercial at the beginning, and you can just watch the whole movie straight through, so it's pretty cool.
Cool.
Obviously, there's no Netflix where there's no fucking commercials, but it's fine.
Well, Hulu, if you're playing for the full thing, like Hulu Plus, I think is what it's called. That's what I got. I haven't seen the commercials on Hulu forever.
Oh, yeah, I don't do the Hulu Plus. I'm already fucking paying for Hulu. When I started, this was what I was paying to have Hulu Plus, and then they fucking updated it, and I got to pay more. I'm not doing it. Fuck that shit. All right. Anyway.
Well, I did. I'm happy.
I'm mad. Okay, so I also saw this really cool ass movie from the 90s called Existence. You ever heard of that?
No.
Existence.
No.
Has Jude Law and
Jude Law's one of those names where like
yeah, he's one of those, like, if I saw him maybe yeah. I'll know who he is, right? Maybe. But yeah, so it's basically about it predicted the whole future of video games and how big video games are going to get.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, it's all about this video game designer that she made this game. And, you know, everyone's all hyped about this game because it's so real. And you connect your... It works through ports linked into your back.
Oh, like Sword Art Online?
Like that. Yeah, it was way before it. But, yeah, kind of like Sword Art Online. And, you know, you link the ports to your back. And, you know, so it starts out with some motherfucker who's, like, some crazy... I don't know if he's a religious nut or, like... But he's, like, death to this demon bitch. Like, taking us away from reality, you know? Like,
oh, man.
Reality's real, you know? Like, fuck that shit. And he tries to kill her right away, and, like, the story picks up from there. And, like, you know, they plug into games and side games, and it's, like, this is in 1998, by the way. That's when this
came
out.
Yeah, okay, that's not too long ago, either.
It's pretty deep. It's pretty cool. Like, I feel like they caught how popular video games were getting before everyone else knew. Like, they almost basically created, they're talking about online play, basically.
That's crazy,
because everyone would link into this game, and you could play with each other through this connected game.
Yeah, online was barely getting there at that point, too, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. Just barely, so it's, like... This thing was thinking ahead of the game, so
that's
I like
crazy.
That.
Is it accurate? No, huh? Because
No.
Right.
They do some really weird shit that we haven't, like, no. But, I mean, it's the concepts are there, you know what I mean? I like that. Someone was definitely thinking. Also, I finished this Batman The Long Halloween, which is rumored that Robert Pattinson's new Batman's going to be based off of. It has a lot of fucking Batman villains. They work in almost everybody. And they do some detective work and shit like that. It's mostly about him being a detective, trying to figure out who this murderer is the whole time. It's pretty dope. And they said that Robert Pattinson's Batman's going to be more mystery-based and more world's greatest detective Batman. So, yeah, this felt like that. I hope the movie is something like this. And, you know, he's looking for one killer who's probably a regular person, but on the way, like, he fucking keeps running into Catwoman and fucking Joker and Penguin. Like, and he's supposed to get in his way, and they're trying to find the killer, too. And, like, it's pretty interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
I feel like it'd be a cool way to bring multiple villains in a movie without making it feel like, oh, fuck, there's so many fucking characters in this movie, you know?
Yeah.
So, it gives me some hope for the movie if they're really drawing
from this. Yeah, if they're going to draw from that, sounds awesome.
Yeah. Other than that, I read a little Excalibur, the X-Men's comic. And Avengers, the newest one, the next one I'm getting in my road to catching up to Marvel Secret Wars, which everyone says that's the next big event coming for the movies. I haven't read the new one, only the old one, so I'm kind of, like, trying to catch up on the modern Avengers shit so I can read that modern Secret Wars.
I think Secret Wars is too big to be the next big, unless it's, like, the next big thing after.
Yeah, they're talking about, like, the next Endgame thing.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
okay, that makes sense.
Like, in, like, 8 years from now, basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really big though. It has all the universes collide, and they're all fighting to survive, and only one can make it. Yes, I see
Highlander. Like, okay.
Yeah, some Highlander shit. Yeah, you know, it'd be pretty interesting. I think when they get there, but like 8 years down the line. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I think that's basically it for my focus week. Of course, I've been playing Soul Calibur. I've been learning some new tricks. I've been learning a lot of new tricks from watching other characters. Other people do moves and not do the full combo they're supposed to do.
Mm.
Like, you know, we have combos that we know do the most damage, right?
Yeah.
Some people will purposefully drop that combo and trade for a stance to possibly get more damage to confuse the person.
That makes sense.
But it's a risk because, you know, you're missing out on a little damage.
Yeah, missing out on that damage, but, you know, if it's, you know, for, what do you call it, risk versus reward type of thing.
Right, and you're doing something unconventional that most players wouldn't do because, you know, everyone's just going to go for the guaranteed damage usually. You do that and you might throw them off big time. Like, oh shit, wait, he's not going to do that next? Like,
yeah.
Fuck. You know, and all of a sudden I'm hitting him with unblockables and crazy shit, you know? Wow, so yeah. I've been trying to fuck around with that more, like watching other characters. See, that's been pretty interesting. That's been cool. Basically my focus week.
Yeah, for me, Soul Calibur as well. You know, I've been focusing on Shanghua. And of course, we have our weekly Sundays, right? You didn't go to it though. But I was there. I did Shanghua the whole time. It was just three of us. It was just Chris and Steven and I. And Chris won it. And
was it the three of you guys?
Yeah, it was just the three of us. And Steven just got destroyed by both of us. But me and Chris went down to the last freaking match.
Damn, son. So it was epic, huh? So
that's how close it was, yeah. And I, like, my last match, too, I was like, man, I'm getting beat right now. Like, should I just switch to Tolem or something? I was like, no, I'm gonna stick to Shanghua. And maybe I can think of some other shit I haven't done yet. But it wasn't enough at the end.
Honestly, that was probably better that you didn't. Like, if you would have switched and lost, then you would have felt like, oh, that's why I lost.
Yeah, so that would have been worse. Yeah.
It's better you did what you did.
But better to blame it on a new character rather than my skills, right?
Agreed.
But yeah, did some of that, of course. And then Chris apparently is changing up the game now to Guilty Gear. Exerd Rev 2. I think I said it right. Mm-hmm. Holy shit!
I think you did.
So yeah. So we're gonna be. I playing a little bit. We'll see. I need to play more though.
I'm not excited about the game change because I'm so into Soul Calibur, but I do like the idea of learning Guilty Gear more. I want to get better at that. And I feel like, you know, as we're playing it, I was having fun with it. I like it.
But yeah, so do more of that later on. But I also played some DDR. So when I was at a round run a few weeks ago, I was one of my favorite tracks to start off easy with on like a Supernova machine is Janet Jackson, Doesn't Really Matter.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, and I like playing that on DDR just to kind of like, you know, something slow and easy, pretty fun to play. And I want to play it at home though, because I never had it. So I went to go look for it and I found it. But for some reason, I couldn't get it to install it into my Stepmania. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That copyright issue?
No, I know what it was, honestly. And there's newer versions of Stepmania now. And I was like, I don't want to go look for that. And I don't know what it was. And I went and downloaded it on my laptop where I also have Stepmania. And I loaded it there and it loaded fine. I was like, okay, something's wrong with my computer.
Huh.
So I messed around with some settings and like did some administration bullshit, and I got it to work. So I played DDR a couple times this week.
You know, sometimes I wonder if that's why my iPod's not working on the computers. I feel like I gotta fuck with some administration shit. Because when I turned off the firewall, some things started working. Everything didn't start working, but some things started working. I wonder if I gotta fuck with the administration a little bit.
Maybe, yeah. Like, I'm not sure. I did two things at once. I'm not sure what thing fixed it. One thing I did was an arrow. Every time I started up the song, right before the actual song and steps started to show up, it just the game would just die on me.
What?
And then an error box would say, "Oh, cannot find folder, catch folder in this file." I was like, "There's a catch folder," and so I went to go look for the cache, and there's no catch folder, and I was like, huh, I wonder if there's supposed to be one or not. And I went to check my DD or my Stepmania on my laptop, and there's a cache folder. I was like, So I copied that over and I pasted it there, like just in case.
Didn't work?
No,
or it did work.
At the same time, I also opened the game as administrator, and it just worked from there. I was like, okay, I'm not sure if the administration thing worked or if the cache transferring worked, but I was like, whatever. It
at
works.
Least it's two easy things that you could easily figure it out later.
Yeah. But it was pissing me off to begin with. Anyways, got that. And also had the whole Supernova list, too. So I got all the Supernova shit now.
I still argue Supernova's the best one.
Well, I have it if you ever want to play it. And then also played Mario Kart, because I bought Mario Kart 8 last week, but I couldn't play it. So I ordered a SD card, and I finally got that micro SD card. And so I played some Mario Kart 8. It's Mario Kart. It's Mario Kart 8.
Same thing. Right? Yeah. New levels, new
except
shit, but
I got to play with the Inklings, though, from Splatoon. So that was cool.
Oh, that's pretty nice. All right.
And then also a while back, I also bought Katamari Damacy. I did play a little bit of that. I play a lot of shit. And also, I beat Sonic Mania. So,
oh, you beat it?
Yeah, so I was at the final boss.
How was it?
I had no idea what the fuck I was doing with the final boss, but I beat it finally, and it ended. But you know, it took me like so long to beat it just because I played it like once every like month or something that I was like, I don't remember a lot of these levels. So I might want to go back on that. And then just because I was on this Sonic hype and shit for some reason, I found some videos on YouTube where someone's just explaining like the storyline behind Sonic 3 and Knuckles and all that.
Oh, shoot that, bro.
And I got deep into that shit. I was like, because there's this picture I saw. It's like, Hypersonic. I'm like, who the fuck is Hypersonic? I'm like, there was a Supersonic and a Hyper Knuckles. And then this guy kind of explained and broke down some shit. I was like, whoa, how do you know that? He also like kind of broke down the storyline of Sonic 3. He's like, yeah, have you played Sonic 3 or seen the beginning of it?
Is that Sonic and Knuckles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the beginning for sure.
So you know when Sonic's like on the airplane with Tails and then he jumps off and he's Supersonic and he rolls into the island to Supersonic mode and Knuckle pops out and the gems fly out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he kind of broke down like how this is good storytelling back in the day where like in that 2-3-5 seconds clip, you know exactly what was happening.
Yeah. Sonic had
the emeralds. He's Supersonic. Knuckles came out of nowhere, stole the gems, and now that you know what happened, why you don't have the Chaos Emeralds. If you're trying to find, you know, some type of connection to Sonic 2.
Last game, yeah.
Yeah. And then I did not get Supersonic in Sonic Mania. You can do it, though, but I didn't do it. And then, throughout the game, you can collect the emeralds again, and you can be Supersonic again. But then when you get to the Sonic and Knuckles portion of it, there's this thing where you find this huge ring again that's more, like, colorful. And if you go into it, you go into, like, the Hidden Palace, where there's the Master Emerald there, and then a couple of other, like, smaller type of big emeralds. And then your emeralds, like, disperse, and they draw energy into these emeralds, and now you're emeraldless, but you can play the stages again and get these hyper emeralds or super emeralds, I think they were called.
What the fuck are those?
And so you got to replay the mini games again and find the rings again throughout the Sonic and Knuckles portion of it. But once you get them, then you can be Hypersonic, and he's like the same thing, but he's faster. And he has an after image. You know when you're Supersonic, you're just yellow and you're fast, right? Yeah. He has an after image on him. And he's actually glowing, not only yellow, but also like a little bit of green and blue, like the colors of the emeralds and shit like that. And then that's how you get your true ending, I suppose. I don't know. And then I learned there was a Hyper Tails. But if you collect all the emeralds...
You know, I think you told me that before. Or someone told me there's a Hyper Tails.
I'm not sure if it's Super Tails or Hyper Tails. I'm not sure what they
call
them.
I think it's Hyper Tails.
But if you get all the Chaos Emeralds, the normal emeralds, you don't get a Super Tails until you get all the Hyper Emeralds. And then you get your Super Tails. And what's crazy about him is that he has little birds flying around him. And those birds kind of just start attacking shit that are in front of you. Yeah, what? I've never seen it before until now. This game's like 20 years old or some shit. 25 or something like that now, I think. And it's the first time I ever seen that shit. I was like, what the fuck? So I kind of started playing Sonic 2 because Sonic 2 is like a game that I've never really beaten completely. I got into the end, but I never beat like the final boss. So I want to play that and actually collect the emeralds now. And I was doing it, and then I didn't save my data, like, because you can save data on like different versions of it, and I didn't save it, and it pissed me off. I was like, I'll come back to this later. So I'm gonna do that. I also learned that, you know, the rumor that Michael Jackson had some input on some of the Sonic music and Sonic 3 and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Turned out it's true. After his death, whoever is in charge of his music now kind of came out with that. And you know how we get re-releases of like older games all the time? The Sonic 1, Sonic 2s and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles has not been released in a while. And it's because of the Michael Jackson music stuff.
Oh, is that what there's like, it's tied up in legal shit?
It's kind of tied up in legal shit right now, yeah. So that's why we haven't seen a version of it. And that's why if you have the Sega Genesis mini console, Sonic 3 is not on there. And I was wondering why that wasn't on there either, and that's the reason why, because it's tied up in some legal shit because of that. So that's a bunch of shit I learned. Oh, and the other thing I learned too is, you know, the Sonic the mini console, right?
Yeah.
You can have add-ons onto it. You know how the 32X, and you can pop that on top of the Sega Genesis? You can buy like a little just blank version of that and pop it onto the mini console.
On the mini Sega console?
Yeah.
And then you can play games?
No, it doesn't do anything.
Oh, it's just to look cool.
Yeah, just to look cool.
That's lame. So, I thought I could do shit.
I kind of want it, though, because you can put the 32X on top of this little thing. And then you can also get the Sonic & Knuckle cartridge and a Sonic 3 cartridge and then put those. You can just stack on stacks and all that. So I kind of want to do that. It comes standard with Japanese versions. Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's only in Japan. So I kind of want to look out for that, maybe. I don't know. And they got the 6-button controllers out there, too. I actually saw the 6-button Genesis controllers on sale, like, here at a Target, actually. It's all USB. But they're sold with the actual system, but out here in America, you got to buy them separately. But that's kind of my week. So a lot of Sonic shit that I was doing. Let's get really into it for some reason. Anyways.
All right. With that being said, should we jump into the show?
Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
The news.
What?
All right. AJ, you want to kick us off, or shall I?
Yeah, I'll kick it off just by saying Evil Japan's happening right now, guys.
As we speak. We were watching
they
the Tekken
won.
Matches, actually.
Yeah, we saw a couple matches right now. But yeah. If anyone wants to check out some Evil matches and all that throughout the week, go to the Twitch. Here on Twitch. We're on Twitch.tv right now. Twitch.tv/Evil, I believe. I know Tekken and Smash Ultimate are happening right now. I think BlazBlue is also happening right now, too. Cross Tag Battle. I don't remember the other games they have. But right now, those are going on. And it'll be throughout the weekend.
Okay.
Nice. It's technically Friday right now in Japan at noon. It's noon in Japan right now. It's what, 7 o'clock right now, 8 o'clock right now here, Thursday night in the U.S. So, yeah, throughout the weekend, they'll be doing that. Check it out. Mm. And that's pretty much all I want to say about that, I guess.
All right, and that's all I want
to
say.
Well, actually, with that said, too, that means maybe in a couple of weeks from now, we should be getting an announcement about what the U.S. Evo is going to be, what games are going to be there. So we'll look out for that coming soon, I suppose. And of course, I'm pretty sure we'll get some type of announcements, right, from Evil Japan. Hopefully,
I mean,
maybe.
I feel like real soon. I feel like some stuff's gonna be released for sure. Probably Saturday. What's today? Thursday.
Today's Thursday, so Saturday night, which would be like a Sunday morning for them. Yeah, because Sunday's when the finals happen, and that's normally when they start dropping some information. So maybe we'll get something there. We'll see. So next week, next on Focus, we'll have some news.
All right. Other news. Well, one thing I want to say first, I mentioned that Season 5 will be Better Call Saul's last season, but there was a new piece of news right after that that they got greenlit for a 6th season, and that will be the last season.
Wow, okay.
I don't know if I was confused or if I said it backwards, but definitely Season 6 will be the last season.
Okay.
All right, but anyway, on to news here. Something real interesting. Which one do I want to say first, man? I don't even know what I want to say first. So many cool shit. So much closer to go over today.
You know what, T? You should say them.
Damn, I don't think I have the skills to do that, bro. All right, I'll start with Watchmen. Watchmen Season 2. So I reported last week that Damon Lindelof said he will not return for another season of Watchmen, and he left it up to HBO. He's like, you guys can get a new writer, you can follow my story, you can do whatever story you want afterwards, but, you know, like, he's not going to be doing it. I guess he's scared to, like, not be able to top his shit.
Why is he scared?
Because it was so good. It was so good. It felt so right, like, after the comic book, you know? And right. It even ended in a similar cliffhanger to the comic book, but it was satisfying. You know, like, even though it's a cliffhanger, like, I'm cool with that ending. And so HBO recently announced they will not be doing a Season 2 of Watchmen. They're happy. I assume from that announcement, they're happy with it. They don't want to fuck with it. They don't want to piss anybody off from it not being as good. So that's it. Watchmen's done.
Okay, that's
so now
fine.
You got the comic book, and you got the show, and it's fucking complete now, for now.
You got the movie,
yeah,
which is not really. I guess you can't connect
those.
Okay.
I mean, no. I wish you could. They don't have the giant squid in the movie, but yeah, I found that really surprising. I was like, damn. I know people are money hungry, and I know HBO specifically would rather keep the quality more than the money because they make money anyway. But I was surprised they wouldn't chase after a Watchmen sequel. They're like, they're done. No
okay.
Watchmen.
Nice.
So yeah, there's something.
Finally, someone said no.
Yeah, sometimes, bro, it's not about the money. Sometimes, let's not make it suck. You know?
Exactly.
So, all right, AJ got some news for us.
Yeah. So, EA Electronic Arts, they have Tetris on mobiles, which I actually have. I wonder if I have it still or not. But they're actually planning to pull the plug on some of their Tetris games on like mobile devices.
I heard something about that.
Yeah, and so if anyone that has Tetris on their mobile devices, either from on the Apple or on Androids, there's a new update that went out that's pretty much telling you that you won't be able to play this pretty soon. So you won't be able to find Tetris Premium or Tetris Bliss pretty soon. I think April 21st this year is when they're going to retire those games. I think they're making way for a new game called Tetris Royale. I think that's what's going on.
Damn, man. Didn't we just get a Tetris game not too long ago that everyone likes?
Tetris 99.
Yeah, dude. Like,
which is a Royale game, yeah.
Oh, that's the same thing?
Don't know what it is yet. Tetris Royale, it has a 100-player survival mode, so I guess it's going to be very similar. I'm not sure if that's already out or if it's coming out soon, honestly. But, I mean, any other Tetris game that EA is making right now, they're going to die. So just know that.
It's kind of a
cut. Yeah, actually, Tetris Royale does exist already. That's cool. All right, so I guess they're going to just focus on that one. Maybe everyone's just gone to that one, and all the other games are, like, not having any activity anymore.
I feel like that's what Tetris does after a few years every time, like, because they always have multiple titles, and then they go through, they kind of clean them up, and, okay, we're just going to have this one now. Like.
Yeah. The one thing that sucks, and we're going to see this a lot more often in our lifetime now, is that mobile games, they're going to die eventually. Like, Puzzle Fighter. Fucking Puzzle Fighter, man.
Dude,
it
so
was
good.
So good.
Finally got a good version of it. Everyone's been waiting for it, and it's gone.
And it was. I mean, a lot of people didn't like it because of all this, you know, powering up stuff that you got to do. But I actually had fun with it once I got it. And then once I got it and I was getting into it, like, yeah, we're pulling the plug. I was like, come on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, now Tetris is getting that in a way. And I think a few other games have gotten that because this was one game I remember playing. Oh, wait. Let me get off the screen. But this was one game I remember playing. It was like this word game that I had on the iPhone, and I can't find it anywhere, and I don't know what it was called or anything like that.
What was it like?
It was like you had these dice, and they had like letters on each side of them, and then with your phone, you can just kind of flick your phone and then flip those dice over, and then based off those letters you saw facing upwards, you make words, and you just do it as fast. You had like on a time limit, and you had to like pick the letters and make a word, and then it will give you points for it, and just keep on doing that and doing that. And then if you ran out of words, you can flip the dice again and then make more words and shit like that, right? That's kind of all it was. It was fun, though, because you had your time. You're like 30 seconds, find as many words as you can with these dice, and if you can't, flip it and then find more words. So it was a fun game, and I don't know where it's at, and I'm not sure if another game exists like that. But anyways, Tetris.
Pretty cool. All right, so anyone who's sad about the announcement that we're not getting any more Witcher till 2021, which I still haven't seen it. I want to watch it. AJ, have you watched it?
I'm not sure I'm sad about it, but no, I have not seen it.
Dude, maybe we should watch the first episode one of these days.
I don't know if I want to get into it.
No?
No, I never...
I heard it's good.
I heard it's, like, the first two episodes are good, and then most people kind of fell off after that, I feel.
I heard it's good overall, but I don't know. I'd like to check it out for myself. But, well, anyway... for anyone who's sad about it, which is a lot of people that were bitching that we're not going to get more Witcher till 2021, there's going
stop
to be...
Stop whining.
Right? First off, stop whining. Second off, there will be a Witcher movie coming out on Netflix later this year is what we're led to believe, but we don't know any details. But Netflix did announce there will be a Witcher animated movie coming out. It will be connected to the TV show that we just saw this last season that came out.
That's cool.
It's called Witcher, The Nightmare of the Wolf. So keep your eyes open for that. It's written by the same people. The showrunner's still involved from the show. I don't know if Henry Cavill's voicing anybody. They haven't talked about that. It's not a lot of details. But yeah, it's definitely coming out. So anyone who's sad or like afraid of getting bored or like, you know, losing interest in Witcher, it's coming. They're doing more. So I thought I'd bring that up real quick.
That's interesting. Someone was talking about the show and they were saying that one of their friends is like really into The Witcher right now. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, it's kind of, you know, there's a video game to this as well, right? And that person doesn't play video games like at all. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. And every time something happens in the show, he would go find like a clip of that happening in the game and send it to them. Like, oh, that happened in the game too. And later on, oh, this thing happened. Oh, here's a clip. It happened in the game too.
Yeah, really?
He just kept doing that, yeah.
So you can go side by side and see the same thing, both live action and
I think there's very similar things going on.
I like that.
For a while, yeah. Because they're both based off the book.
Yeah, the book is the originator.
Yeah. So they're both based off that. So I guess there's a lot of crossover there for sure. Anyways, in other news and other things that I'm not playing, Mortal Kombat. So apparently there is talks about a Mortal Kombat game coming out, like a collection that can play online. It's supposed to be called the Mortal Kombat Collection Online, and Collection spelled with a K, in case you're wondering. This is supposed to be, it was going to come out, but supposedly it was canceled. I don't know. But then in Europe, there is some, like, people found some, you know, people find stuff, right? Mm-hmm. There was, what do you call it? Ratings, like there's a the game has received some ratings in the PEGI system that they have out there for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, and Nintendo Switch. So this may actually no, there is a Mortal Kombat on the Nintendo system recently, right? It's happened before.
Yeah, it's happened.
I was gonna say it's been a long time, but actually no, the GameCube was like the last one I remember having a game.
I remember because we were surprised it was coming out on the game on whatever system it was.
Yeah. But yeah, if anyone, I'm pretty sure this is going to be like a collection for the original game. That's what I'm guessing it is. Yeah, the original trilogy, yeah. So yeah, look out for that, I guess. It's been, I guess, in a way, greenlit in Europe. So I guess it wasn't canceled like everyone thought it was. So look out for that, I guess, maybe later this year. I don't know. Maybe we'll get an announcement at E3 or something like that. But Mortal Kombat Collection online. And it's online, so you can actually play the original games online, which sounds pretty cool.
All right.
Are you going to play this, too? Because I know you love yourself some Mortal Kombat.
Oh, man. American fighting games is what I'm all about. So, other news. Very odd news here. Apparently, Mr. Planters is dead.
What the fuck?
Peanut Man.
The Peanut Man.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about. The Planters peanut guy?
Yes, yes.
He's dead?
How is he dead?
That's what I said. I was like, what the fuck? How can this motherfucker be dead? And so, play this video, AJ.
First off, how was he even alive? First off, is it this one?
I'm not going to question that. But apparently, he died in the early release of the pre-Super Bowl commercials. You know, I guess they started releasing early Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, they started doing that now, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. But Planters put their shit out. And I guess they're like, oh, you know, rest in peace, Mr. Planters. Everyone's like, what the fuck? And if you look at this YouTube video, you see a YouTube video involving, who is it, Wesley Snipes and Matt Walsh. Oh, the song is Shameless.
It's really dark. Oh, I think I did see this commercial. Matt, let go. No, you let go. Hey, Mr. Peanut, no, you don't. Don't do it, Mr. Peanut. No. Maybe he'll be all right. Oh, shit. Wow.
Damn. They went into trouble saying
1916 to 2020.
I was like, damn, that boy had a good life though, bro.
You know, yeah, lived a long life, over 100. Who does that, you know?
Yeah, I'm not mad at him. Like, yeah. I'm like, damn, bro. And he gave his life for a noble cause, you know?
I guess, yeah, you know.
Like, that's really
for two
weird.
Random guys that are trying to give themselves up, you know, to each other, you know, so.
Yeah, I was really surprised that this is a thing. I'm like, this is so weird and so random. And then Mr. Clean chimes in on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Mr. Clean says, let me see exactly what he says. Always classy, always crunchy, always cleaned up nicely. We'll miss him. Rest in peace, Mr. Peanut. I just thought shit was fucking funny. I was like, what the fuck is this? Deep. Why is this all being so real all of a sudden, you know? So I feel like we're being set up for a Super Bowl announcement that he's alive.
Yeah, or something.
Some badass new fucking food they're making or some snack they're making.
That, or maybe we're getting a new mascot. Maybe, you know, I don't know.
Almond Man?
Mrs. Peanut? I don't know. Peanut Jr.? Maybe his son takes over. Who knows?
Maybe it's Greg.
Maybe.
Damn, man.
But I don't know. Maybe they're going to, like, I think this is like a setup. Maybe we'll get like a bigger commercial, you know?
Yeah, I think so too.
Like a continuation, like a part two.
Agreed.
So I see that coming. But interesting.
Right? AJ?
Oh, man, wrong button I did. So Mewtwo strikes back. Mewtwo. Evolution. So I think we talked about this a while back.
Yeah, maybe a few months ago we talked about that this is coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
I didn't know it's going to be a next Netflix exclusive, though.
Oh, is it? I did not even know that either.
Netflix is helping develop it, too.
Yeah, so
let's hear this. I want to see this and hear it.
But
they're even going to do they're even going to do the battle before?
Yeah, they're pretty much, it's going to be the exact same movie, I'm pretty sure, like, but
all the way, huh?
Now it's just CGI animated, so this is pretty much the first Pokemon movie. Pokemon the first movie? Is that what it was called
in America? Pokemon the first movie, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was probably called Pokemon Mewtwo Strikes Back in Japan.
I'm just amazed at how good it looks.
Yeah, it looks pretty dope, right?
Honestly, I hate to say it because I really did like that last movie. It looks even a little better than...
Detective Pikachu?
Detective Pikachu, I say.
In a different way, sure.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different. It's a good different.
But yeah, I like it. I like it.
But yeah, hopefully they like fix some like little things. Like I feel like there are some things that are kind of off. And
there's already some new moments here. Look.
Yeah, right? A lot of moments are still there, but I think they're just like showing us different... You know, same thing, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably just the same thing, new perspectives, new moments. Yeah, there you go. Shit like that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll actually show us that little special that you only got if you saw the movie. Remember the little mini about the guy looking for Mew in the jungle?
Oh, yeah, right?
Maybe, because I remember if you
did. Well, they kind of just showed that right now, the whole Mew thing.
Yeah, maybe they'll bring that in there.
Team Rocket coming back, too. So that's what I was thinking of, too, because I noticed there was like some big mistake they did in the original show. And remember, they were playing, who's that Pokemon? And Pokemon were passing by.
Yeah.
There's one where a Pokemon passes by, and they say it's the wrong Pokemon. I don't know what Pokemon it's supposed to be, but they say the wrong Pokemon.
What?
Yeah, it was like a Mr. Mime, like, oh, that's an Alakazam, or something like
Wait,
that.
Wait, you're going to have to show me that. I've never seen them get it wrong.
No, yeah.
Oh, shit, evil Pikachu battle! Oh, shit, we already know he about to get slapped around.
But yeah, so that's supposed to be, I guess, on Netflix, you said, right?
Yeah, it'll be for us Americans, it'll come on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, on February 27th, Pokemon Day, apparently, is what it's called. Outside of, oh, wait, Pokemon globally. Oh, yeah, globally. Okay, that's good. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, there you go. That's coming out February 20th, the end of February, pretty much. I want to find this. Hold on, Team Rocket. Oh, I can't even spell. Team Rocket. Pokemon first movie who's that Pokemon I don't know maybe yeah found it
even the moments are there
oh they called Scissor Alakazam
I got someone says what the fuck you know, Alakazam says, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's not me.
Does that look like an Alakazam? Nope, I don't think so. Dewgong, they got that one right.
Yeah, that's so...
But yeah, hopefully they fix that, you know?
Imagine they leave it. Imagine they leave it.
That'd be fucking funny.
That would be funny. I'd be okay with that. But how do you feel about this, man? Are you down to see this?
Yeah, like, I'm down for sure.
I'm excited because, I mean, the original's okay. But I'd definitely be down for it to be a little bit better, you know, a little step
Yeah,
up.
I like to see it. I haven't seen it in forever, so I'd be down to see it again, but, like, you know, new.
Right.
And then, yeah, just to see if they continue on with, like, you know, maybe redoing the movies like that. I don't know. They're kind of redoing Pokemon. Huh? They're kind of doing that whole nostalgia shit.
Right. Yeah, dude, that's what the world's all about now, apparently. It's nostalgia all day.
You want to do one more and then music of the week?
Yeah, let's do it. Which one? So, I guess, where should I start? Okay, Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan, the TV show. We just got notified that it's happening and that, you know, it's going to be...
Directly from Disney. They called us, like, hey, on Focus.
Well, maybe a couple weeks ago we found out that it's happening. And, you know, everyone's pretty hyped. Ewan McGregor was hyped. It was after the Tale of the Mandalorian, so everyone's like, oh, shit, it's going to be another good quality show, blah, 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 right? Apparently, this series is being put on hold. We don't know exactly why. All we know is that some of the filming team in London, or the whole filming team in London, was sent home today. We don't know why that happened.
It's because of that damn virus going around.
I mean, I don't know, maybe. I don't think so. But yeah, they said Obi-Wan's indefinitely on hold. Also, we heard rumors about the writing team having problems and shortening it down to 4 episodes instead of 8.
What?
They're just
That's
rumors.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, I know, dude. Like, people have been waiting for a long time for this. Don't fucking screw everyone now, you know? Like,
right.
And especially if they're only 30-minute episodes, like, that'll suck, you know?
Yeah, for reals.
None of this is, like, officially confirmed except for the fact that it's on hold. Everything else is all conjecture, like, speculation and shit. But the Obi-Wan show is on hold indefinitely. There's no release date. It is still coming as far as Disney's concerned for now, but we just don't know when or where.
Where? Wow.
No, we know where.
Okay, I was going to say, Disney like, Plus. Fuck.
We just don't know when. And I just felt, man, like, dude, everyone's been so hyped for this for so long, like, and, dude, how could they fuck it up? Like, I'm like, well, I guess we just got to see what happens.
I guess we'll see what happens, yeah.
I still, man, I feel like, dude, this is what everybody wants. Like, don't Don't take it not seriously.
You know, better for them to delay it, though, and, like, you know, work out the kinks right now, rather than, you know, go through production and change directors again and all that bullshit.
That would suck. And it's still the same woman is going to be the same director.
Delayed indefinitely, though, huh?
Indefinitely is the word. Yeah, it's very not hopeful. But, you know, no one said it's coming out, though. It's not coming out. It is coming out.
All right. Music of the week.
Yeah.
Music power.
Yeah.
So this is part of the show where we take a break and we tell you about the music we've been listening to. Wait. Oh my god, I said it all wrong. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yeah, bitch.
And my track this week, I'll go first since I'm already kind of geared up right here. I'm going and taking it back a little bit, I guess, kind of old school, not really. But Moving Units, X and Y.
Oh, that's a good song, yeah. Yeah, nice pick.
I just kind of came across it recently again. I was like, I'll choose this week. Why not?
So for me, I almost picked my favorite one. That new Eminem album came out. I almost picked my favorite one, but instead I picked
You should have, because I haven't. I heard it all once, and I kind of want to hear it again. I haven't like gone back on it yet.
Well, I didn't pick my favorite song like I wanted to, but I did pick the one that I thought was most interesting from the album, because it had a lot of cool-ass features that I didn't expect.
Okay.
And the song's called Yeah Yeah by Eminem.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's just pretty sick. So.
All right. And then we'll play some music, and we'll be back after these short messages from these cool songs. These stick figures can dance to like anything.
They get down to this shit.
Hello. Okay. Hello. Let's play. Hello. Come in. Hello. Let's begin moving closer now. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to
the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving
to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the
sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving
to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to
the sun. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to
the sun. Moving to the
sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to
the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the
sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to
the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the
sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving
to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to
the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the
sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the
sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun.
Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to
the sun. Moving to the
sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to the sun. Moving to a near future of America where we've had a second civil war. Whoa. And Manhattan is ground zero where all the fighting went down and shit. And basically they're caught between the forces of the United States Army and the Free State of America. That's what they're called. The United States Army and the Free State of America.
Wow.
And it's like a big ass war between those two. And yeah, it looks pretty interesting. I mean, the idea of it's pretty cool. It's coming out on HBO and Rosario Dawson will have the lead. The show hasn't been greenlit yet, but she's casted for the pilot. So, yeah, okay. I didn't know she had such a love for comics. Apparently, she also co-wrote the comic OTC, which was a fairly popular comic from, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So, she loves comics, I guess. That's crazy. Really into the superhero shit.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah. AJ?
All right. So, Nintendo, you know, they were, like, in court battling some shit, right? And apparently, they won. And usually when someone wins court shit, that means that's a new type of thing that people will refer to so other people can start winning those cases, right? So what Nintendo won this time, they won against the right to not allow you to get your pre-orders back. So if you pre-order something, sometimes people just cancel them after a while, right?
Yeah.
Can't do that on the eShop now. So if you're doing a digital pre-order, yeah, you don't have the ability to cancel anymore.
Honestly, I'm not that mad about that one. I don't know why motherfuckers... You shouldn't pre-order so willy-nilly. Just
yeah,
pre-order
right?
if you fucking want it. Like,
you know, but people sometimes do that. They'll pre-order something when they first hear about it, and then once like reviews start coming up before the game comes out,
they start canceling.
And they're like, "Yeah, actually, I don't think I like this game. I don't think I want this game anymore," and they'll cancel it.
I get it.
Yeah, so this could be like a double-edged sword in a way for not only pre-orders but like maybe Nintendo in a way, because maybe now people won't pre-order so much anymore until like last minute.
Oh, damn, you're right.
Right.
Well, you know, maybe that's better. Maybe they'll have a better projection of how many games to make then. Because I'm sure they're getting stuck with overstock with people doing that shit. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I haven't heard of a case like that yet, honestly. But well, like that's the thing that people do, though, for sure.
That's the only reason I would think that they would even make this an issue is if they're getting stuck with overstock because it canceled pre-orders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know, though. But
it's for digital shit, though, so you don't get overstock.
Oh, it's digital?
Yeah, it's for digital shit. So that's even more weird, though, actually, thinking about it now.
I guess they just want money, huh? Like, what? Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, like, I guess it's so like, weird. Keep the money here. Like, don't fuck with me. You can give this money or not.
Super fucking weird. All right. So, apparently, oh, wait, my turn?
Yeah.
All right, Picard, which is that new TV show, which will be a continuation to Star Trek The Next Generation. So Picard is already done. The first episode is coming out today, I believe. So season one's already done with. But, you know, I guess there's a lot of actors that were from the original Star Trek The Next Generation that did not get invited back. And Patrick Stewart went out of his way specifically to invite Whoopi Goldberg for season two.
Whoa, she on it originally?
Oh, yeah, she's one of the main characters in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Wow, okay.
She's like the psychic that kind of like tells them shit and helps them out. And,
I don't know why that fits her for some reason.
It does, right? She's very chill. She's very calm. She's always laid back.
She has that voice, you know?
Yeah, very calming voice. Yeah. Like, look, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Kind of like your grandma or some shit.
Yeah.
And like, it's funny because if you watch Star Trek The Next Generation, she's always the one like giving Captain Picard some advice. She's like, calm down. Don't fucking... It's an alien species. They're people too. You know, shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I like that he's bringing her back in because she was a really cool element of Star Trek The Next Generation.
That's cool.
Yeah, they already have, you know, the guy who played Richard Riker and the guy who played Data, the robot, are both already coming back for this season as main characters. So people were kind of wondering where Whoopi Goldberg was at. And now Patrick Stewart went out of his way to invite her himself. So she will... she's been invited. I don't know if she will be in it. I don't know if she said
yes. Do you accept this invitation?
Yeah, that's another question. But yeah, that's pretty interesting to look forward to. If you guys haven't heard about it, that is Picard, the new series of Star Trek. You can watch it as of today, and it shows up on the CBS streaming site. So there's something for you. I think you can also buy it on iTunes if you want to buy the individual episode. You can do it on iTunes.
There's a couple of shows I want to watch, but they're like on CBS and shit. And I
know, bro.
Nah,
that's why that's why the streaming war is starting to suck, dude. Because there's some things I want to see, and I'm like, I'm not gonna get this fucking streaming service for one show. Like, fuck no way.
Pay for it for 1 month, binge it, and then be done with it. I mean, that's, like, the only way around it,
maybe
really.
Maybe do a free trial, huh?
Maybe take advantage of a free trial. It. Yeah, like, do it in a week, right?
That sucks that we have to do that.
Yeah. Got to make a list, too. Like, okay, what's on the service so I can make, you know, orders? Okay, I'm taking vacation, you know, this week.
Take my days off this week. Yeah. Knock out this show this day, this show that day. Exactly, yeah, you're right, man. It's going to have to be like that.
Got to make some time for lunch and dinner right here. Make sure I put, like, 8 hours away for sleeping.
That's the next step, bro. That's the next step.
All right, free trial time. Let's do it. Damn.
All right, yeah, so that's all I was going to say about that. All
right, another
hopefully
news.
Hopefully we'll see Whoopi Goldberg in season 2. But AJ?
All right, so I don't really have a news. I more have, like, a trailer. And I'm not sure, like, you're more into Mobile Suit Gundam shit, right?
Oh, I love Mobile Suit Gundam shit.
Yeah, bro. So after this commercial is, like, passed through, I'll be down to show you this commercial. And
is this about the 40th anniversary? Looks,
maybe that's why this game's coming out. I don't know.
Ooh,
but it's a game that's coming out this year, and it's going to be coming out in America, which is, like, a first for this type of game.
America.
I mean, look at that music.
Yo,
you know?
What the fuck?
Yeah, so this is a Bandai Namco game, right? And they've done fighting games besides like Tekken and Soul Calibur, right? And they do the types that we kind of debate about all the time, right? That we don't like.
Yeah.
This is kind of in that genre.
It is. It definitely is. Yeah. 100%.
But it looks fucking dope, though.
It does look dope. And I'm pretty excited. And I will say this, AJ. The past few years, the Gundam games have gotten way better.
Oh, yeah?
So I feel like this might be worth trying. I told you about that one I got. This looks like a version of that game I told you where I was inside the Gundam. Remember I told you where you have to actually be in the cockpit in Japan?
Okay. No, I don't remember, but okay.
Yeah, there's a game in the arcades. They have a Gundam game where you get into a big bubble, and it looks like the fucking cockpit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That's
and
cool.
This looks like the gameplay for that. So I'm wondering if it's that modern Gundam game. Like,
maybe,
that'd be
yeah.
pretty good. People have been liking that one a lot.
Yeah. But I don't think like these type of games have come out in America, or maybe just very sparsely. Mm-hmm. But this one is coming out in America for sure. So this is Mobile Suit Gundam Extreme versus Maxi Boost On.
So you know what's funny? Wait, versus Maxi Boost On? Oh, it's another Mobile Suit thing, and they're like fighting each other.
I don't know what that is. Is it another Gundam?
No, I think it's another Mobile Suit thing altogether. I don't know. I'm gonna look into it. Maxi Boost On. Let me make a note of that.
Man, look at that. Looks like a versus game in a way, though. Extreme, look at this title. Looks like it's like Mobile Suit Gundam is like one type of font. Extreme is one, and Maxi Boost On is a different type of font. So it makes me. It
it's
sounds
two
like
things. Yeah.
Yeah, like Extreme Gundam is one thing, and Maxi Boost Gundam might be another thing. I'm just spitballing here. I don't know.
Maybe Maxi Boost On is a different series altogether.
Or maybe it is another series
that's
altogether.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, which would be kind of crazy. But everything looked like Gundam in to me in there. So.
Yeah, it looked pretty interesting though. Okay, pretty cool.
But coming in 2020 to PS4, and yeah, like I said, we'll be getting into America. So that's like the hype thing behind this, is that it's one of the first games we'll get in America that's Gundam-related in a while, I suppose, because I'm pretty sure we've had some before.
Right.
Also, just some notes here. It says, choose from 183 playable units from 36 iterations of Gundam when this fast-paced mobile suit-finding game is released for PS4 in 2020.
All right.
Damn, that's crazy. From... how many different series did I just say? 36 different series?
Yeah, like 36, yeah.
That's great. I didn't know that they had that many.
I feel like they might even have more than that. I could be wrong, but damn, that's insane. All right, so everyone knows like space travel shit. You know, humans love to leave marks. You know, we leave like time capsules in space.
Flags.
There's like a Voyager Golden Record that has like all of our fucking famous paintings and like our famous songs on it. It's up there in space for motherfuckers to get if they want to get it. So, India decided they're going to put their number in the hat.
Who?
India.
Oh, okay.
But I find it super fucking creepy. They have this.
Why?
They have this robot they've created that they're going to shoot into space.
Oh, man.
And it's a robot. It looks like a person. Like, it's made out of plastic and metal. Kind of creepy looking. It can only lean sideways and turn. Its bottom half is not human. And then...
I mean, the top half better not be human.
No, it is. It looks very human.
It looks human, but it's not human, though, right?
No, hell no.
Okay.
That'd be something else.
That's something about androids out there.
That's how you start wars with aliens. Like, these motherfuckers are fucked up. Like, we gotta kill these guys. But, you know, the weird thing is this weird android thing. It talks about, you know, possibly, like, ignoring humanity and making its own civilization and shit like that. And, like, you know.
So they're trying to send off a new colony into space or something that's like a whole new race or something?
It's really weird, bro. But the Indian Space Agency is sending it out. And, yeah, man, it's just... I wish I would have put the video. I should have brought the fucking video. But she's just really fucking creepy. And she talks about, like... she informs you about humanity and shit like that. But that she's going to be... like, she's going to do other things. And it's just... I don't know why they're doing this. I'm like, dude, I don't think you should put
why?
That shit out in the universe.
Who's going to see it?
I mean,
and if someone does see it, they're gonna freak out.
Well, the whole that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not doubting someone could see it one day. I feel like someone might see it one day, but I feel like it's gonna freak them out. Yeah, like you said, like, dude, what the fuck is this shit?
You know what's crazy right now too? Like, I just heard that I don't know where they did this. Some scientist somewhere developed this thing. They're like microorganisms that you can program. Programmable microorganisms.
You know, I think I heard about this a couple years ago. Like, you can kind of like put a mission, like what it's gonna do, like a couple things that it's gonna be forced to do normally in its life.
Yeah, And yeah, so that's the thing that actually kind of exists. Like someone's like worked on it and it has a trial that works. And but people are kind of afraid, like, that's kind of scary because what if the wrong hands get on this and deploy like a virus, you know?
Yeah, you could.
And this thing goes airborne or something like that. Yeah, and they can program it to do whatever the fuck they want, you know?
Fuck that noise.
Yeah. So imagine they do just like that, you know, with this robot they're sending out.
Dude, I'm straight. I'm cool on that.
Anyways, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, hopefully we don't have to see it anytime soon. I don't know if it's going to get into space, so I hope not.
All right. Well, speaking of space, Dead or Alive has some new outfits. And check out these new outfits. They're called like sci-fi Nova bodysuits. But dude, this is fucking Tron.
Oh, dude. Those are Tron outfits for sure.
Right?
They're glowing even.
Yeah, right? They have the lines that glow. It's mostly black, but like some glowing lines. So I guess all the characters in Dead or Alive 6 can now get these new outfits. I'm not sure what type of DLC it is. But yeah, if you're into cool costumes that look like Tron outfits, check this out. I kind of want to get this game just so I can get these outfits, though. Because they look kind of dope, especially on the stage.
Hey, that's what looks like the Flash with his outfit. I was about to say that right now, too,
right? And like, they even flash. Like, when they move their arms, like there's a little after image of the glow.
Yeah, I kind of cool. Like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just thought that was pretty crazy that they're trying to implement some Tron now. Nova sci-fi bodysuits, 20 costumes. So maybe one costume for each person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a release schedule. I guess it's part of the season 4 pass, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it looks cool. And it kind of makes me want to get the game just for that. Just saying. Available now!
Right. Okay. In other news, all right, we talked about this quite a few months ago, maybe like 7 months ago. But the Mega Man movie is actually still happening. It's still moving forward.
There's a Mega Man movie?
Yeah, we talked about it a few months ago that it is going to happen. This is not the real poster, by the way.
I hope not.
Some old school video game art.
This looks like a bad suit. This is like the first Mega Man, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like Mega Man 1, like American art or yeah. Something. Yeah.
All right, bad suit Mega Man. This is what, you know how we got that ugly Mega Man in Street Fighter Cross Tekken? Supposedly.
Yeah, exactly. That's supposedly because of their art. Yeah.
It's based off this.
Yeah, that's right. It's not wrong.
But it wasn't right.
Yeah, right. It definitely wasn't right. But yeah, there is that Mega Man movie is still happening. It is still going to be done. And apparently that Mega Man movie is going to be written by the same guy who's writing this current Batman movie by Robert Pattinson that we're talking about, the new Matt Reeves one. Mm. And he's going to be writing the Mega Man movie for Chernin Entertainment. And he's also done Planet of the Apes, as we mentioned before, Ford versus Ferrari, which is up for a gang of fucking awards right now for the Oscars. And then a lot of games that we all know, Oblivion, Exodus, Gods and Kings.
Wow.
And the new movie Underwater that just came out recently. He's written all these scripts.
Wow, that's
so this
crazy.
Motherfucker kind of knows what he's doing.
Okay, yeah.
And especially a lot of things he has are post-apocalyptic, which makes me believe, I've said it a couple months ago, I think it's Mega Man X. Because Mega Man's not post-apocalyptic. Mega Man X is post-apocalyptic.
It is.
And I'm like, dude, if we get a live-action fucking Mega Man X movie, I'm fucking excited,
dude. That'd be sick, yeah.
Sigma with robots controlling
Mega Man X is the only Mega Man that actually like got to the end.
Yeah, oh, me too. Yeah, you're right, bro.
It's the only one I got to the end of.
I can't beat any of the regular Mega Man games. Those games are hard as fuck,
I know,
bro.
They are.
But yeah, dude, Mega Man X might be a movie. That's just my conjecture. That's my opinion. That's not fact. But we do know the guy who made Planet of the Apes is doing it. And to me, Planet of the Apes is basically very Mega Man. You know, very Mega Man X, you know? Like,
right.
The apes took over, robots took over, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so it's just exciting to know that this movie is moving forward in a serious manner. Like, they're taking it seriously. They're giving a good writer on it. Whether it'll be good is still up to see. But, you know, I like that they're taking it seriously at least, you know?
Yeah, that sounds cool. I'm kind of excited for that.
Yeah, I'm down.
Unlike Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
I don't care that I'm not that excited for it. I'm gonna watch it anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it anyway. I'm gonna hope it's good, but I don't. The bar is low.
Yeah, bar's kind of low.
The bar is low. At least it looks better now.
That's the reason I'm watching it.
Yeah, my last piece of news is regarding kind of one of our dreams. A puzzle tournament. And it's going to be held here at Wednesday Night Fights.
There's a puzzle tournament coming?
However, though, it's only...
No Luminous.
There's no Luminous, no.
Fuck it, I'm out.
I like the Puyo Pops on there, though.
Yeah, there's Puyo Pop Champions. There's Puyo Pop Tetris, which is the one that goes back and forth between Puyo Pop and Tetris.
I didn't like that game.
And then there's another game called Crystal Crisis, which I don't know what that game is.
I don't know what that is either.
I got to look that up.
Dude, we should see if that's worth us playing, huh?
Yeah, I kind of want to go check it out.
We might like it. You know, yeah.
But also, there's going to be a Tetris-only version of Puyo Pop Tetris 2. So the Tetris part of that will be its own tournament, but also the swap versus mode as well. And then Puyo 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 2 is the Puyo game they're going to use for just Puyo. And then Crystal Crisis, whatever that is. And these are going to be separate tournaments held on different days. So February 12th will be the Tetris-only version, and then February 26th will be one of the other ones, March 11th and March 25th. Those are the games. And that's going to be both in Wednesday at the Esports Arena at Oakland and here in Santa Ana.
I'm kind of set. I'm kind of crying over here, man. This is exactly what we were always wanting.
Right? And also, this is being put together by a group called Perfect Clear, and they're based out of Georgia. And apparently, they do this type of shit all the time. And they have a bigger list of games they do. Not only Crystal Crisis, but also Magical Drop 3, Pokemon Puzzle League, all the Puyo Tetris shit that we just talked about, Saturn Bomberman, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, and normal old-school NES Tetris.
Okay.
So they and when they do tournaments on their own, that's basically what they use there. So that sounds kind of lit. I'm not sure why they don't have Luminous there. So maybe if someday we talk to them, be like, the fuck?
Right, yeah, for real. We should go up there.
Yeah, but this kind of makes me want to play like fucking Puzzle League.
Dude, I want to play more puzzle
AKA
games.
AKA Tetris Attack.
I miss puzzle games, dude. Let me know. Anytime you want to play, I'm down.
Yeah, and that, and I got to find out what this Crystal Crisis is now, too.
Yeah, I'm gonna make that a thing for us to look into.
It's on PS4, so it's a fairly new game, or at least has a re-release. So that sounds pretty sick.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, you guys want any more details on this? I clicked on this link called datafgc.com/PCXWNF. PC for Perfect Clear, because that's the name of the group that does these puzzle tournaments. X Wednesday Night Fights, or WNF.
Okay. All right, my last piece of news.
Oh, yeah, by the way, here's a picture of all that.
Nice, all right, pretty cool. All right, my last piece of news is going to be Captain Marvel 2 was announced today.
Cool.
Captain Marvel 2 is coming. I know some people were kind of doubtful of it because I guess there was some backlash about the movie. But, you know, regardless of any backlash, that movie made $1 billion. So, like, yeah. That's a pretty big deal. And, I mean, even though I didn't love it, I liked it.
I liked it. Yeah, I didn't love it, but it was a good movie. I kind of want to watch it again. Actually, I did do this. I started it already.
You're going to rewatch everything?
In timeline order. So I already watched Captain America like a couple weeks ago.
You're going to watch Captain
Marvel? And next one is Captain Marvel, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I'm wondering if I just wait for Black Widow, because, no, that takes place...
After Civil War.
So then I can keep going.
You can probably time it so that you can watch it right after you watch Civil War. So
maybe I will.
But yeah, Captain Marvel 2 has been greenlit. And speaking of the timeline, since you want to know about that, well, they actually mentioned that.
Okay.
It will not be set in the past. It will go to the future.
All right. So now we're back in the current timeline shit.
Yeah, current time for her.
All right.
There's been a few more details released about it. This will be one of the movies. You know, Marvel released a bunch of blank dates of movies that were coming out for the next few years.
Yeah.
2022. Captain Marvel will be one of those movies in the 2022.
Phase 5.
Phase 5, yep. So now we know Black Panther, Blade, Captain Marvel, Ant-Man, some kind of Ant-Man project.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. But there's so far there's 5
Phase Guardians, 5 right? There should be a Guardians in there somewhere.
Oh, yes. Then maybe that's number 5.
Maybe.
We haven't heard yet, but yeah, it's probably number 5.
But I mean, they better do it soon, because that's going to be way too far to wait for that.
Yeah, man, but you know, also they need to start putting Deadpool in there soon too, because people are gonna forget about it. Like, it's about time to act on Deadpool.
Man, they got a lot to work with now.
I know.
And then we gotta wait for these mutants and all that, and Fantastic Four.
And Ryan Reynolds said he's already been fucking going to do meetings with Marvel and shit. He's already been to their industry and talking to Feige and shit. Like, they had like 5 meetings already.
Talked to the big guy already.
So
huh?
They already got plans for Deadpool. He won't tell us what it is, but they have plans for Deadpool already.
Nice.
So that's happening, and I'm like, dude. But it's very interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of which, too, because I'm about to talk about Scarlet Witch.
Damn, I'm about to tell you something about that, too. But say what you're going to say first.
Go ahead, because you're probably going to say what I was talking about.
The writer of Captain Marvel 2 will be the same writer from WandaVision.
Oh, okay. That's not
they
what
got
I was
the same
say,
writer who made the script for WandaVision. Apparently, they're that happy with WandaVision. Think about that. WandaVision ain't even out yet. It's not even fully shot yet. And they gave her Captain Marvel 2.
That's cool. All right.
It must be at least decent. Like, yeah. They must be happy with it, you know?
That sounds pretty cool. Now, what I was going to say, though, is that there was, like, this small little interview with, oh, my God, what's the actress's name?
By the way, her name is Megan McDonald, by the way. Okay. The one who wrote WandaVision, and she's going to write Captain Marvel, too.
And what's Olsen? Elizabeth Olsen, that's her name.
Yeah.
So she had this little, like, little interview thing where she was talking about comics.
Yeah, and Scarlet Witch's history.
And Scarlet Witch's history, yeah.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really
so
cool.
So the fact that they have her talking about these history things and also mentioning House of M, I'm just saying.
I definitely think that's what Multiverse of Madness is. It's got to be House of M, bro.
Right.
And I'm also... And that fucking same thing you're talking about, she went out of her way to talk about how Magneto was her dad.
Hmm.
She mentioned it like three times. Magneto is the Scarlet Witch's father, blah, blah, blah. Are we getting set up? Are we getting fucking mentally prepared for
she's
shit?
She's setting us up the bomb?
I think she might be, bro. She's fucking telling us right now. She's like, oh yeah, Magneto's her father, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, I'm like, why would they go out of their way to have her do this?
It's very
odd. If it's not going to mean something.
And they even talked about her history, how they were, like, genetically engineered and all this shit, and, like, how they were, like, they never knew who their real parents were.
And she actually went out of her way to mention some shit about Mephisto, like, how she planted a seed in her or something like that, and her children are, like, related to Mephisto or some shit.
Her children are magic of Mephisto.
Yeah.
He gave that to her as a deal, basically, and she didn't, like, realize that, you know, like... She didn't really have those kids. They're not real. Because a robot and a human cannot fucking have kids.
Yeah.
So it was a dead giveaway if you think about it. When she got pregnant, everyone should have been like,
what the fuck? Yeah.
But no, everyone accepted it in the comics. And then later on it came out like, oh no, like, you guys can't have kids. I made you guys have kids because you wanted to, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. And like, that could set up all that House of M shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I just thought it was kind of crazy the fact that she went out of her way to kind of talk about all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying there's hints. There's probably some hints in there.
Yep. Other thing, one other connection I'm going to mention before we end this episode.
Sure.
Think about this. So the writer of WandaVision is going to be doing Captain Marvel, right? I don't know if you heard, both Jimmy Woo, the guy from Ant-Man and Wasp, the agent.
Yeah.
And Monica Rambeau, basically who's the little girl from Captain Marvel 1, they're both casted for WandaVision.
Yeah, I think I heard about that because I think they actually, was it WandaVision?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's WandaVision.
Yeah, because I think they showed us the actress for...
for Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, they already showed us that already.
So, there's a clear connection right there. The same writer who wrote WandaVision's writing Captain Marvel 2, and Monica Rambeau's probably going to be in both.
What's that connection going to be like, though?
I don't know. I don't know why Monica... I heard the deal is that Monica Rambeau is now a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Huh. And well, that makes sense, though.
Maybe some shit happens to expose her to powers, and then, like, later on she becomes
Or photon. Maybe something Wanda was doing, fucking around.
Oh, maybe
gave
that.
Her powers.
Maybe that.
Maybe, yeah.
Dude, fuck. Yeah, there's so many options, man.
Yeah.
We really gotta cut this segment and make this segment, this little 5 minutes of video, you know?
Our speculations.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes we're pretty right. I don't know if you noticed, but we were right about
a lot of things. I don't remember a lot of shit we were talking about. I got to go back in some of these episodes.
We should go back
and
look at some. When we were talking about Endgame, dude, we hit some shit. Not everything. We got some wrong shit, too.
Yeah, like our predictions.
Mm-hmm. We nailed some shit, bro. We were pretty on point. So I think it might be worth it to go back. Anyway, Unfocus Week. AJ, what you got planned?
I guess more Guilty Gear. Maybe some Soul, maybe some Tekken. I don't know. I guess we'll see. But one thing I definitely want to do is play more DDR. I want to get back into like playing again. I want to be able to, there's like certain songs I want to play that are really hard and I can't play them right now because I'm just like dead, right? Like I used to be able to do them and then die at the end, like back in the day, but now I can't even get close to like even getting like a quarter through it, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to get to a point where I can at least play one of those hard songs and then die afterwards, you know? And then, so I wanted to start playing more of that. And Sonic, like I said, I want to actually go and play Sonic 2 and actually maybe beat it with all the emeralds just to have that ending. Oh, yeah, one other thing I wanted to mention, too. At the end of Sonic 3 and Knuckles, when you beat it, it says the end, and it kind of fades away, and there's like a pile of junk on the floor, like robot junk, right?
Yeah.
But as it fades out, a robot, like, gets out and wakes up and like, stands up, and then it just cuts from there, right?
What?
And so you're like, what does that mean, you know? The same robot you see there are actually some of the robots that are fucking with you in Sonic Mania. Kind of saying that Sonic Mania is a true sequel to Sonic 3 and Knuckles and all
that. Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
So that's another thing I noticed too. Anyway, but yeah, like I just, after watching some of those videos and getting into the lore and all that, I was like, I want to play these again and actually beat it like correctly and actually get hypersonic and all that too. So I'll slowly start doing that.
Okay.
And then maybe more comics. I want to find the next Power Rangers.
Yeah, I know, right? You're killing that right now.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to finish reading that Avengers comic. I'm going to read my X-Men comics I have built up over here, too. More Soul Calibur always, and definitely more Guilty Gear. I want to get better at Guilty Gear as well. Other than that, I'm almost done with catching up on My Hero Academia, so probably after this episode, later on tonight, I'll watch the last two episodes I'm not caught up on. It's really good. For being a superhero thing, but Japan doing it, like, dude, it's right up your alley.
How many seasons are there right now?
Three.
There's only three seasons?
Yeah, and they're not super long. And you can take your time with them. You don't have to rush them. You know, like, take your time, because they're going to keep coming out. Like, yeah. They do one season a year, basically, and that's, like, 12, 13 episodes. I'm ready
for all that. Maybe I'll do that, though. I don't know. We'll see. Because I saw a bunch of My Hero Academia stuff, because I was at a box lunch today, and I saw a bunch of that shit. I'm like, because there's this one dude, he's like kind of like frog looking, and there's like a Hello Kitty, like what's his name, Kuropi crossover with him on a t-shirt.
That's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Well, there's a crossover with those two. And yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool. I wish I knew exactly who this person was. And apparently it's a chick and not a dude.
I would love you to watch it. You would like that show, bro. It's like the X-Men, but done, it's like mutants, but done anime style.
Right.
You know, it's pretty cool.
Japan's version of X-Men.
Basically. It really is that. Like, it really is that. All right. But yeah, other than My Hero Academia, Avengers comic, I think that's about it. There's not many things I want to focus on besides that.
All right.
Thanks for joining us this week, you guys. Don't forget.
Yeah. Actually, before that, you don't forget shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Trivia. So, like, I think I mentioned it in the show already, but if I didn't. Well, we lost a card from the last one, so here's a new one. For next week's answers, here's the questions. Which actor and comedian voices Jasper in Fable 3?
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
I have no clue.
I don't know that either.
Oh, this one I will know. Introduced in Mario Kart 64 and a staple of the series since, which controversial projectile targets the race leader?
Oh, we both know that.
Yeah.
We don't have to see it.
I've been playing Mario Kart, so...
Next week, guys.
I already gotten hit by it.
Y'all, I've been hit by it so many fucking times, dude. So many times I've been mad. But anyways, I'm focused, guys. This is episode 246.
246, and we'll answer those questions next week, and we'll see you around the same time.
Peace.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.